Resemblance in the play this morning. It's hard to make a shepherd look like Bill and Jace.
We accomplished that
pretty well. It was really hard. I think they, every Saturday we get a little nervous. We're like, oh no, is it going to work? But every Sunday they pull it off. The Lord works with us on Sunday morning. So without anything else, we'll just go ahead and bring the children in.
Bethlehem, and God's been doing something here for generations, raising up a family with great expectations.
We are David's dynasty, a royal kind of legacy, and we're living for the day our King will come to rule and reign. Hey, hey, hey. God alive.
dynasty. Here's where David was anointed king. Here is where he lived and breathed. This little town of love, oh, it's sacred ground to us, where God grew our family tree. Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts together, one for all and all for one, now and forever. We are David's dynasty, a royal kind of legacy. We're living for the day our king will come to rule and reign. Hey, hey, hey. Got a lot of history. Someday all the world will see how God will save the day when he will come to rule and reign. Hey, hey, hey. David's dynasty.
Welcome to Bethlehem. I'm William Bar Philip, which means son of Philip, but you can call me Willie. Now this is the story of a little town called Bethlehem and what happened here a long time ago. My family lives here. We work together, play together, eat together, and most importantly, we pray together. But just because we're family doesn't mean everything is always perfect. Now, not too long ago, the Roman government sent out a big decree.
Hear ye, hear ye, a big decree from Caesar Augustus. Everybody has to go to their hometown to be counted and then taxed. This has been a big decree brought to you by your government.
Now, we weren't too happy about that, especially the more taxes part, but at least we were already in our hometown. See, we were shepherds. We lived in... And that's how this story begins. Jason, are you still working on that goofy idea of yours for a sheep call?
There's nothing goofy about it. I'm about to revolutionize the shepherding business with my one-of-a-kind sheep call. All you have to do is blow and your sheep will follow.
Like I said, it's a goofy idea.
Still in the developmental stage.
We have come with food, news, and a visitor.
I've been working all day on this for y'all to eat.
The news, though.
What is that? Hey, that's what we're talking about. Cat.
The news is that Bethlehem's getting crowded with people coming in from the census, and our visitor is your cousin from the big city of Jerusalem.
Hi, I'm Jerusha.
Jay, Rusha? I didn't even know we had any kid in Jerusalem.
Well, welcome to Bethlehem, home of sheep, sheep, and more sheep.
Don't forget the sheep and frogs.
Frogs. Just thinking about frogs gives me the creeps.
Jason, quit thinking about the plague of frog stories. That was a long, long, long time ago.
Yeah, from the little butter and olive oil. That's some goodies.
Well, Jerusha, I hope you're not too bored while you're here. Not much ever happens in Bethlehem.
Hey, after the war of Moab, not much happening. It's fine with me, Jack.
It may be dull, humdrum, monotonous, uneventful, but it's home.
Simon, that's... never mind. Well, as long as the Roman soldiers stay away, I'm fine with boring.
What are you doing?
I'm a writer, so I'm never bored, because I'm always looking for my next story. Right now, I'm thinking you guys or a gold mine.
Us?
We're just being ourselves.
It's called reality.
Reality could be a whole new kind of thing.
If you want a story, how about the Roman government?
Yeah, how about the census, not to mention the taxes?
Well, now that you mention it, I have been working on a little something about that. Would you like to hear it?
Thank you.
among the million, from Beersheba up to Dan. But the Romans want my number, so they know right where I am. And if I'm among the missing, when the tax collector shows, you can bet your bottom shekel that the government will know. Cause
somebody's counting on me. Somebody's counting on me. Somebody's watching for all the sleep to be. Somebody's counting on me.
Abraham came many. Look at how we multiply. You're a value that at least sold when you're an Israelite. And if your enemy is the cases, and if Lanius decreases, and if Herod wants his cut, well, I got a premonition that my taxes will go up.
Not to mention a knot in the stomach. Of course, I wouldn't recommend singing in the streets of Bethlehem. You might just get counted right into prison. I don't think Caesar or his men would appreciate your point of view.
You're probably right about that, cousin. So if I can't write about this family, and I can't write about the census, what else is there?
Hey, how about the story about the worm in Moab?
Or you could write some advertising for my latest invention.
What is that?
Jason thinks he's going to get rich making sheep calls.
All you have to do is blow and the sheep will fall. Want to try?
Sure. I'll try. Maybe I'll wait until you perfect the product before I start writing about it.
Well, looky here. I have an idea for you. What if you write about the history of Bethlehem? You know, the prophets wrote some pretty interesting things about it. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me the one who will be the ruler of Israel. His origins are from old and from ancient times. That was from the prophet Micah.
Well, at least part of it's true. Bethlehem is too small to be much of anything.
Hey, we heard a cheat, and we broke. Grow wheat.
Not much of claim to fame, if you ask me.
Well, you're forgetting something pretty important.
Who's that?
Well, he was a shepherd, and he was a writer like you.
Hey, I song. Don't you wish you wrote songs like I do?
The man I'm talking about was called after God's own heart.
You're talking about King David.
The greatest king Israel has ever seen. And where was he from?
Bethlehem.
Very good, children. Now, who can tell me what the prophets had to say about Bethlehem's most famous son, King David? The prophet Jeremiah says, The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up from David's line a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land. In his day, Judah will be saved and Israel will live in safety. This is the name by which he will be called the Lord our righteous Savior.
I do know what the prophet Isaiah said. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness over from that time and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Well, look, I think it's fine to remember what the prophet said, but it's been how many hundreds of years ago? You don't still think they're actually going to happen, do you?
I think the wise thing to do here is listen to the prophet. They spoke for God, and he's listening to God. Everyone's going to be happy, happy, happy.
Might seem a little bit old-fashioned. You might think they're kind of out of touch, but they've got a lot of information telling who we are and where we're from. They even talk about the future, how it's all gonna be unfolding, so we better pay attention and keep listening to the oldies.
That's the stories, history, those are lessons for you and me. Words of wisdom and prophecy. So listen, listen, listen to the oldies. Listen, listen, listen to the oldies. Listen, listen, listen to the oldies.
Sure, the new has got a lot to offer, but the old will show us wrong from right. What the Lord has said is never changing. It's all written down in black and white. So I'll treat it like a treasure, holding tight to what God has told me. I'll stay on the path I should be, just by listening to the oldies.
Besides the stories, history, those are lessons for you and me. Words of wisdom and prophecy. So listen, listen, listen to the oldies. Listen, listen, listen to the oldies.
Listen to the oldies. Listen, listen, listen to the oldies.
Okay. I agree with you that it's a good idea to listen to the prophets. But if I'm going to write about it, I gotta find the connection between here and now. You know what I mean?
Oh, the connection's wrapped up in the one word.
What?
Not hey, Simon. The connection is David's dynasty. Yeah.
What's a dynasty?
A dynasty is a line of rulers that come from the same family. The scriptures say that David's dynasty will never end, and that the new king will come from David's dynasty, and that when the king comes, he will rule with justice and fairness forever.
Now that's what I'm talking about, Zach. A real king to rule over Israel?
A righteous savior? That's what we need.
Will reign wisely
and do what is right and just.
Hey, when is the king coming?
That's an excellent question, Simon. Some of the wisest men in our day study all the time. It has been 700 years since the prophet Micah prophesied that the king will be coming to be born in Bethlehem.
Are you kidding? 700 years?
It's been many more years since Moses led our people out of Egypt to the land where we now live. We've been waiting a long time to be delivered. But you can trust me. When I say, I will be, it will happen. Trust me. Now children, until the new king arrives, your job is to be building up David's dynasty. That way, when our new king arrives, you will be happy, happy, happy to find us faithful.
Hey, Tom.
You know, I'm becoming more interested in this story all the time. Maybe I'll just sleep on it. It's getting late and I'm tired.
Hey, tell you what. You've got your Jericho and your Bethany and your Emmaus and your Sheba. But ain't those as good as Bethlehem?
Simon, Jason, let's get to work. It's our turn to watch the sheep.
The night shift again?
Hey, when it comes to sheep, it don't matter what time it is. Daytime, nighttime, halftime, overtime. Like, God, you heard.
This looks like a winner to me.
Give it up, Jason. You can baa all you want, but you don't need a sheep call to call sheep.
Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David there has been born to you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.
All ahead, turn up the volume. Tonight's the night, we're gonna make some noise. Light the sky, a million stars on fire, shine so bright. This is what we waited for. Oh, yeah.
I believe that's what you call a multitude of heavenly hosts.
Hey, I never saw anything like that before, after, or during the war of Moab.
What should we do?
Look through the Bethlehem to see if you can find the baby the angel is talking about.
The baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger.
Hey, that shouldn't be hard to find.
Ow!
Lying in a
just like the angel told us.
And I found my story at last.
Hey, anyway, I could write a story about this.
You're right, Cousin Simon. It has everything. The prophecies of history fulfilled right in front of us. A supernatural event of a sky filled with angels. God using the government to get everybody right where they're supposed to be.
And don't forget the best part.
It's reality.
Exactly.
I can't wait to get to work.
I'm not a writer, but this is a story I can get behind. This is a story everybody needs to hear.
And that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Good news of joy in the Bethlehem sky. A chorus resounded as angels on high. Sing glory round, glory round, peace to man. Hope has arrived to defeat the despair. The song of salvation is filling the air. Sing glory to God, glory to God, peace to man. Born to be the Savior, Jesus has come. Born to heal the nations, the wonderful one who will rescue and ransom, redeem and restore. Hallelujah, Jesus is born.
Appear to my family and me on the hillside, and after we saw him, we were never the same. Wherever we went, we were glorifying God and praising him for what we had seen and heard. From that on, we told everyone that we met about it. Cousin Jerusha wrote our story just like she said she would, and we kept track of that little baby boy. A few years later, he was visited by wise men from the east. His family moved to Egypt to escape a plot by Herod, and eventually he did grow up to save us all. Just maybe not in the way we had thought he would. Oh, and one more thing that happened that was also unexpected.
Jason, will you keep whittling on those things? You're wasting a good wood.
I'm pretty sure this is the one that'll change everything.
Hey, that ain't no cheat code. That.
So what did we learn from all this? Well, you might have to wait a long time for God to move, but he always keeps his word. That's the first thing. Second, sometimes God uses what you didn't expect to give you the greatest blessing of all. And finally, every one of us is invited to be part of a dynasty. God's great family that we join when we believe in his son, who is that same baby we found in the manger that amazing night.
Let's pray, everyone. Father, we thank you and your love for your many blessings. We thank you for making us part of your family and for your son, Jesus, who died for us and rose from the grave. And we thank you that one day he will come back again just the way he promised he would. In his name we pray, amen.
The prophet spoke about the coming of the Lord. Swing wide the ancient gates and open up the doors. The King is on the way. We know the story of his birth in Bethlehem.
Barnes and Donna Zacharias.
for your doing this.
Thank you for putting all of this together.
Not so that you can get dinner for you and Victor one night, because you probably lost a few dinners this week. Okay, we often, it hasn't happened quite as much lately, but we often enter Sunday school when we can, praying our way out and wishing everybody Godspeed for the week. So we want to share that with you, and then we wish we could go Talent on the Mountain with you and share even more of our talent. So thank you again. Please put me up.
Yeah, that's what this is.
Okay. Okay, ready?
Before we say goodbye, we'll bow our heads in prayer. Dear Father, bless each little child and keep us in thy care. Goodbye, goodbye. Goodbye, God bless you, goodbye.